The Federal Environmental Protection Agency says regulatory changes proposed by New Jersey could hurt the state's purest waters. WHYY's Carolyn Beeler explains.
U.S. authorities are concerned the tweaked rules will allow development and stormwater discharges in previously protected areas on stream and riverbanks. That could hurt water quality enough to break compliance with state and federal standards, the EPA said. John Miller from the New Jersey Association for Floodplain Management says the federal input on the issue is unusual.
This is the first time I've seen the EPA submit a comment letter to a state rule proposal. So how the state will address that, it remains to be seen, but it is of great interest to see how the state responds to the federal agency.
Spokesman Larry Haina says the State Department of Environmental Protection is reviewing public comments on the rule and will respond to the EPA as part of that process. He says the intent of the tweaks, which include rules governing coastal and flood zones and stormwater management, is to make it easier to get permits for projects like, say, building a deck.
We've been going through a lot of our rules and regulations for the past 4 or 5 years now to try to reduce redundancies and streamline and make things a little bit simpler.
The rule changes were issued in June and have been criticized by environmental groups. They see the streamlining as an attempt to unravel protections in a state that continues to struggle to meet federal water quality standards. Haina says a final rule should be published around the end of the year. I'm Carolyn Beeler, WHYY News.